Yeah, buddy, here we go. Hour 4, G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. Let's get the very latest football buzz out there in the world with Eric Chiafalo's football's finest. Here's the Chief. Yes, sir. Thank you very much. The Cowboy we all need to be rooting most for right after this.
But at the end of the day, it's about taking it a day by a time. A day and a day, just continuing to do that.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
It doesn't matter. He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
Okay, so I was thinking about this over the weekend. We were doing a Love of the Star podcast episode, me and Broadus, and you can check that out right now wherever you get your podcast. But I was just scanning through the roster a little bit, and when you think about who's the player that we should be rooting most for, and I think that player is Jalen Thompson. He was their big swing in free agency. A type of swing that they really never make. Did you say it?
No. We were doing like Love of the Star, and we were talking about why you would hope that Jalen Thompson works out.
Yeah,
and why that Christian Parker works out.
Yeah, Christian Parker would be right there at the top of the list.
It proves to the front office that okay. This is the way we need to be doing things.
Yeah, they take a swing in free agency with Jalen Thompson, three years, $33 million or whatever, $22 million guaranteed, a type of swing that they really don't make.
Yeah.
When's the last time they made a big free agency move?
Yeah.
And so if they swing and miss on Thompson, if he ends up being injured guy or just unproductive, and I don't think he will be. I think if he's healthy, he is a really good player. And Christian Parker and Ryan Smith, who's was the DB coach or the corners coach in Arizona, now here on Christian Parker's staff, I do think he's going to be set up to be a productive player in this defense if he can stay healthy. But I think it's something that we should really be rooting for because I think they will hold that up as a reason for free agent pessimism once again if they take a big swing like they did on Jalen Thompson and he doesn't find success on the field. So if you want that to continue, I think you need to see, and it goes to Christian Parker as well, with the way that Shoddy has built this staff. If Shoddy comes correct with Parker and he ends up being awesome, then it's just more opportunity for, okay, the Joneses, let's change the way that we usually do our staff building and our big coaching staff hires, the way that we go about interviewing them and bringing them in. You're letting Shoddy handle that. If that's successful, then that can continue. I think if Jalen Thompson has a big year, then that's all the more reason why Shoddy and company can go to the Joneses in free agency and say, look what we did, dude. We're a different group of coaches here. When we evaluate somebody on the outside, and the Joneses hate bringing in big money players from the outside, they love to re-sign their own guys, but they don't like to go get a free agent player that's on another team and spend top-tier money on them. So I think if Jalen Thompson can be successful this year, it can set you up for hopefully more play in free agency moving forward.
Yeah, they lost confidence, and I think it was around 15 years ago, maybe to the date. In July of 2011, they thought they'd signed Nnamdi Asamoah. Mm. Turned out Asamoah was not going to work out for the Eagles or them, as his best days were behind him. The next offseason, they signed Brandon Carr, who was a pretty big overpay. You got average and dependable corner play. And then after that, they kind of shut it off. So, you know, the idea that maybe Shoddy can open their eyes to this, you know, the advantages you can find and the bargains you can find in March, you know, and maybe Kobe Durant's one of them. You know, maybe Jalen Thompson's is another one of them where for $16 million you get two really good defensive starters. That's what you need from your team, not, hey, we're going to re-sign everybody we draft that's a hit. You know, you have to look at what does our team need right now, and is the best use of our money to re-sign guys that we've drafted, or can we find a better fit? But you have to be bold, and you have to be willing to scout those guys and fit those guys. And they lost confidence in their ability to process those decisions for over a decade, which is alarming.
Yeah,
very much so.
Yeah, the 901 says Thompson was not a big swing. A big swing would have been Crosby or Garrett. Now, Crosby or Garrett would have been trades, so this is free agency.
Well, yeah, and they tried.
And
put forth a nice offer for Crosby. The Ravens just said, hey, we'll give you two ones. Or else it would have been the Cowboys on the other side of that.
Yeah, and in terms of big free agent acquisition terms throughout the league, yeah, Jalen Thompson's not some huge swing.
Yeah, what, $12 million a year?
But, yeah, he's...
So that's big money.
No, well, especially from,
for Dallas,
for sure it is. So I just think that we all need to be rooting for Jalen Thompson. He already had the pec issue that was keeping him out of OTAs. Like,
yeah,
I'm
okay.
not confident that he's going to be durable. But if
okay,
he
so you
is,
bring that up. Bleacher Report and KNC talked about this earlier, but I saw this during the prep. They said biggest bust to watch out for on the Cowboys, it was Jalen Thompson. Like, I hadn't even put that into... Fathom, right? To in my brain.
I hadn't even considered it. We all loved the signing of Jalen Thompson.
And you've got his DB coach that's come over from Arizona, and when you watch his tape, my God, it's like this might be the most underrated secondary player in all of football. But to your point, he's already starting with a pec issue. Now I'm like, I might be talking myself into fear, but now I'm getting a little nervous.
It's just with the injuries. And you can't really control that or foresee that, but I think that would be the only thing that would hold him back from being a really productive player here. He's a little bit undersized, and he flies around in the run game making plays, which you love, but that has probably, you know, worked against him from a durability standpoint. So, yeah, I feel like he's a guy that we need to be on the field healthy and successful this year so that hopefully the Cowboys will start to be a little bit more of players when it comes to free agency. Now, I just confirmed this because I just saw it and I wanted to make sure I wasn't getting ball sacked. But how about this for a stat of the day from Jordan Moore on Twitter? France in the World Cup has more wins at Gillette Stadium than the Jets do since 2011.
Since 2011?
Since 2011.
What?
Mark Sanchez here.
How many wins is it? Two?
France has two, which is one more.
The Jets have not won more than two games at home.
No. This is Gillette Stadium.
Gillette,
so this is in, this
oh
is New England.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah, this is New England's. Sorry,
Gillette Stadium. I guess that makes sense.
Is the home of the Patriots.
Welcome to the party, Broadus.
The Jets have
Sorry. I was just in my mind thinking, because they've been playing in MetLife, but you're right.
They've won one game. The Jets have won one road game against the Patriots since 2011.
Oh, jeez, that is utter domination.
Yeah. Yeah, it absolutely is. Okay, so... Elsewhere, you have the Madden ratings out. Do you think Caleb Downs ranked pretty high in terms of the rookies in Madden ratings?
Probably. Probably around an 82.
Wow. Okay. You nailed it.
Nice.
And that just so happens to be the highest Madden rating for a rookie to start the season.
Let's go.
Caleb Downs, an 82. Jeremiah Love, also an 82. Those are the two highest rated rookies. So even Madden's looking at Caleb Downs like, this dude is freaking pro ready. Ladies and gentlemen, and we all can't wait to see him play.
In every way.
Yeah, in every way. Now, you have Tyreek Hill still out there, still available. You start talking about these wide receivers, you want Brandon Ayuk. Tyreek Hill's still available. But James Palmer, one of the NFL insiders, is saying that there still is, to his understanding, no guarantee that Tyreek Hill plays at all in 2026. He calls it wishful thinking. Off of his injury there.
When did that happen? Like early November? Something like that? Around midseason?
Yeah. Woo! Yeah, I think it was around midseason. And you would have thought, like, everybody was kind of connecting he would just go back to Kansas City, but that's not something that they've messed with. And maybe they will at some point if he proves to be healthy enough. But at this point, James Palmer's looking at Tyreek Hill as a guy that might not play at all this season. If he doesn't play at all this season, he might just be done in general. Now, the craziest thing I saw when it comes to Madden ratings, you have Bobby Wagner.
Oh, gosh.
What do you think Bobby Wagner's Madden rating is, his overall Madden rating? And I know, Broadus, you love this play.
85?
No, it's Madden rating is probably 71.
No. I think he'll be good.
He's giving us an oh, my God type of reaction here, though. I'm going to say 90.
Yeah, 80.
I went low thinking they're not going to like him.
89 overall.
Yeah, okay.
Woo! They have him as an 89 overall player. Okay. Better than Cooper DeJean and tied with Quinyon Mitchell.
They probably leaned heavy PFF on this one because PFF, I think, is really overvaluing him.
As a run defender, like I understand, like if you have like a run defense grade in Madden, you would have it extremely high. But everything else about his game is not a high B player, borderline A player. That is crazy
blitzing?
To me.
The blitzing.
Oh, yeah, the blitzing.
The blitzing in the run game, baby.
The blitzing.
The blitzing and the run defense is his deficiencies or his pass defense, and that's if you do believe in Pro Football Focus, they grade him really, really high in the blitz, and they grade him really, really high in the run defense. The pass rush is where he falls off the cliff. I mean, the pass coverage is where he falls off the cliff.
Still a free agent, though, right?
Right.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
Still a free agent. Yeah. And Broaddus is he's been the leader on the Bobby Wagner bandwagon, trying to get him up in here. Even though we haven't had him mock himself into a Cowboys uniform on Instagram yet, like we did Von Miller. But Bobby Wagner's still available, and yeah, maybe they would make a move there when it comes to just having a thoroughbred run defender and blitzer, as Broaddus has mentioned. Now, last week you had the Dan Patrick Show with Seahawks head coach Mike McDonald, and Mike McDonald referenced somebody that is kind of affiliated with the Patriots, or at least was at one point, who helped him in terms of the preparation for the Super Bowl versus New England. So Patrick's asking him, like, hey, who would, like, give me somebody that would surprise me that maybe assisted you, that you sought advice from during the Super Bowl. And he was like, man, I don't want to betray any trust. Patrick offers up, was it Bill Belichick? And he's like, no, it wasn't. Everybody ran with the idea that it was Tom Brady, because Tom Brady was recruiting Kubiak, the OC for the Seahawks, to come be the head coach in Vegas, where Brady's an owner now. But so the internet ran with it all weekend. Like, I've been thinking, that's definitely Tom Brady. Dan Patrick said on his show today, like, after the interview on the air with McDonald, Patrick asked him, like, seriously, though, who was it? Like, I'm not going to say anything off the record. And Patrick spent, like, 5 minutes on his show today saying it was not Tom Brady. So we'll have to continue to try. I know, like, who would be the person that would sort of betray Patriots fans and their organization by helping Mike McDonald defeat them in the Super Bowl if it's not Tom Brady and it's not Bill Belichick? I don't know who that person would be.
Was it the coach that was just fired to make room for Vrabel? Who was it, the former linebacker?
Oh, Gerard Mayo.
I look for fired people.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, Gerard Mayo would be interesting.
Patricia?
Yeah, I mean,
Joe Judge. I don't know, just like guys that were there.
Yeah, yeah, that don't really have any more skin in the game when it comes to the Patriots. Yeah, but I don't know.
But beat him in a way of with the current coaching staff. It'd have to be somebody that's kind of around the team, right? That you're. I mean,
level of familiarity.
Yeah, I mean,
for today.
You're not like talking to somebody that was there 2 years ago. Doesn't I mean it's. Hey, how do you currently beat this team? Mm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's somebody.
I mean, like a Matt Patricia would make sense because he knows Josh McDaniels very well, who's the offensive coordinator. And I don't know that Matt Patricia would be able to tell Mike McDonald and his big defensive brain anything he wouldn't already know.
Who the hell could this be?
Gerard Mayo makes sense just because he was just there, and so he knows the personnel at least to some extent. And just somebody who's been in a lot of Super Bowls and how to prep just for the difference in scheduling when it comes to getting ready for a Super Bowl and all the crap you got to navigate.
I think Dan Patrick is running cover for Tom.
You think
Brady.
He's caping for Brady right here?
I do.
Dang.
I do. Brady made a ton of sense.
Yeah, Brady made too much sense.
Brady, and then the situation again with McDonald, he coached at Michigan.
But I will say, I also did see, I think it was Zach Gelb, said he called and asked Mike McDonald, and he said, no, it wasn't Brady. So that's two different people that are saying it wasn't Brady. But maybe he's just running cover for Brady.
Yeah. The guy that believes it is Portnoy.
Yeah,
Portnoy for believes sure. It's Tom Brady, without a doubt.
It just makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes so much sense for it to be Brady.
Yeah.
With the way that he was trying to get Kubiak to be the next head coach of the Raiders.
What about Schefter? Is that like totally he's in bed with Kraft? Conflict of interest.
I don't know that Schefter.
Maybe he's like,
I don't know how much
the Patriots people and giving them information.
That would be really, really dirty. That would be breaching all of the bylaws when it comes to
maybe it was
journalistic
Russini.
Incredibility. Everybody's texting in Russini right now at 877.
Steve Belichick and his tongue.
881-1053. All right, you did have the Aaron Donald sighting on the practice fields.
Oh, that's
in
right.
Los Angeles.
Oh, so that was real.
That was real.
I never know if it's AI. Like Dax by accepts. I don't know what's real anymore.
Yeah, it was good.
that's a sack, isn't it?
That's an absolute sack. Yeah,
like Dax looking lean and good. Like that looked a little like. I mean,
you could just go look at the shirtless photos of him running sprints in Park City, Utah, with the offense right now, and you can see that is Dak, which is a super fit dude, but it's not like bodybuilder biceps. So the picture that's going around of super jacked Prescott is that is not real, and I don't want it to be real. I don't want Mr. Biceps quarterback.
No,
when has that ever been successful? I can't think of a time.
He looked like the David Boston of quarterbacks.
Yeah, yeah, he really did. So Aaron Donald was working out in Los Angeles. This was Adam Schefter talking about that with Pat McAfee today.
He told the team that he wanted to go there, work out, see how he felt, see how he reacted, see everything that went along with being back in pads on the football field and seeing how it made him feel. Now, I don't know what he told him about that after he went through those workouts at the facility, but I really think it was just a trial method to see how his whole body reacted, how his mind reacted to being back out there. And I mean, it's an unbelievably attractive arrangement for him. It's just a question of whether he wants to go through and do it. My guess is, in the end, that he will, just a guess.
Hell yeah.
Because obviously he's thinking hard about it. There are a lot of people that want him back there. He has to make the decision ultimately, but I mean, I would think it's got to be awfully enticing for him to come back and play this year when the Super Bowl will be in L.A.
I mean, he's washed.
Yeah,
in what? How long? 2 years? It's not like he's been in the gym. He hasn't been on the field.
Unfortunately, his Instagram reveals that I believe he's only been in the gym.
That's dude. You can't believe everything you're seeing on his social
Instagram,
media.
I don't think he's done anything.
His Instagram is a total ball sack account.
Other than lift weights.
Dude, come on.
And be an absolute
savage animal.
It's like
saying Miles Garrett's the best pass rusher in football. You don't know that.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't know ball.
Yeah.
Now, this is a cheat code. I hope it's not true.
Everything is subjective. Yeah, that it's going to be
just
insane.
Just squint real hard, but he's not good anymore.
All signs are pointing to Aaron Donald returning to the Rams.
Gosh.
Watch out, everyone.
Yeah, if there's any chance of any other team getting out of this NFC, I'd be surprised. I think it's all injury-related, not that I'm wishing for injuries.
No, you are not saying anything about Matthew Stafford.
I guess you could hope that Aaron Donald's washed up.
Yeah, he's probably still really damn good.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think defensive tackle is maybe the best aging position in the sport.
Yeah.
Over the last
decade. Historically it is. I think The Athletic actually just came out with like prime years for everybody and defensive tackle. They can play till they're like 35 and still be really damn good.
Okay. The Expressway is coming up next. We'll get you a snapshot on national and local stories that have been breaking throughout your day, including the latest on Jason Robertson. Then we'll get some G-Bag of the Day in LA Live around the corner here on The Fan. All right. Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. All-Star Home Run Derby tonight. All-Star Week is underway. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring is actually hosting a baseball all-star show tonight from 7 to 9. And then Fred and Blake will be on afterwards, 9 to 11. So I've been, I've been promoting a full four Fred and Blake. And you'll get two. Okay. And you'll like it. So tune in for that tonight. Coming up at 7 o'clock, but we have 96 minutes of Nation remaining here for you. Let's hit the expressway. We go commercial-free to the top. G-Bag of the Day in L.A. Live now coming up right around the corner, and the expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. Brian, did I see you on social advocating for Pickens for Crosby while I was out of town? Did you say you would do that?
Yes,
did that go viral?
Yes, it did.
How much reaction do you guys get to that?
Everybody hates me.
Everybody hates you for it.
Everybody hates me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Austin
told me that, like, he goes, don't read the comments.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so it's okay. Bad? No, it's okay. Yeah. It's okay.
You want to get the defense fixed.
And you think
the offense would be fine.
Yeah, well, if you're not going to re-sign Pickens, if that's not your intent, and people are making a legitimate argument, like, broadest, the offense sucks without, you think about having it. We've seen it with Lamb and nobody else.
Yeah.
Don't mess with the offense. Don't mess with the offense. And I can see where people are advocating that. But also, though, I think your defense would get remarkably better if you had him rushing the passer.
It is a big if. Now,
and playing run defense.
To add to the if, Pickens posting on his Instagram story this afternoon a video of him in stretch with the Steelers, dancing around in his Steelers uniform, and that's Pickens is in his own world, so you could read into it with other players with George Pickens. Sure. I don't think you have to read into it that much.
He was just working out with Dak in their retreat that they were.
Yeah, they had their good retreat weekend. But if things did get weird there, and that would be the appropriate that I bring up for the third time today my Brandon Ayuk idea. Why would Pauly Market put the Cowboys' chances of getting Ayuk at 21%? Do they know that this could get weird with Pickens? And the Cowboys, known for their swings on star players with troubles they can get at a bargain barrel price, could get interesting.
Mm.
Okay, but preferably, I would keep Pickens.
Did they say, like, for this season on the Pauly Market thing? It was like, maybe 2027 I could see it.
I'd have to go check. I didn't look for the fine print there, but I assumed they were talking about this summer. be hard to put in.
I like, just don't want anything to do with that guy right now.
I mean, that's the investor wildcatter mind of Jerry Jones.
100%. I get that.
You want to buy the stock when it's at its all-time high?
And Jerry loves his receivers.
Arbitration hearing for Dallas Stars forward Jason Robertson is set for Saturday, July 25th, according to Puckpedia. It gives the team and Robertson 2 weeks to reach an agreement on a long-term deal before a neutral arbiter decides his contract terms for 2026 and 2027. So what if that arbiter decides that it's more money than they have cap space? Would they have to cut players? Is that a...
Yeah, they just probably have to trade like Roddick Fox or something. I don't know. That would be an S show.
You know, I think we've seen this, and we know what the team can look like around Robertson. I would love to know what the other options are, but I'm sure Jim Nill has thoroughly investigated everything. And
they had a hell of a trade set up, and then Columbus backed out of it. Well, I guess Zach Werenski did.
Yeah, I'd like to get back into that game of looking for trades. Mavs and Grizzlies tonight at 6 on ESPN. Summer League Game 2, Morez Johnson with 27 points, 8 rebounds in Game 1 on Saturday. I'm excited to get this, you know, on the telly here coming up in about 30 minutes or so. We had KG on in the 3 o'clock segment. If you want to go back and listen to that with the Odyssey app, you can. He gave us a thorough review. He's live in Vegas. But these are your opportunities to sort of start putting yourself on the map. And if you could go with another big game and then maybe shut it down for the rest of summer league, show up in preseason, have some big games, it wouldn't be the first time that like a college big who was asked to do the dirty work and play great defense was a significantly more viable scorer and producer at the NBA level than he was at the college level. So that kind of perked me up on Saturday when he comes down with 27 and 8. I think he had like three blocks and 3 steals as well. Like, he is very quickly going to become a fan favorite, but could he be like a fan favorite, hardworking star? I think I'm getting greedy. You know, yeah. So tonight we need to see it even bigger. Like, these other guys that just got drafted and are G League players, though, they don't even belong on the same court with me, is what you're hoping to see tonight. Be prepared for a New York Knicks love fest at the ESPYs on Wednesday night, guys.
Yeah.
The sports books are in
no watch.
Are getting ready for this. There are 9 categories, 5 of them Knicks are nominated for. And they are favorites by a factor of 10 or 20 or even 30 times more likely to win it with the implied odds. Like, best team, New York Knicks, 2 to 15 odds. That's minus 750. The Hoosiers are your second favorite, the Indiana football team, at 4 to 1. That's 30 to 1 difference.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So... I don't
they're
know.
They're going to get so much love.
Is this a New York operation? I think they're blinded by their own local homerism, and now they're applying that to the national media or to the, you know, to the way that they're perceiving how important the New York Knicks are. That'd be like going in and asking Texas Rangers season ticket holders at the 2024 ESPYs, what was the best baseball team of the year? You know, I think that's essentially what we're going to get here with this ESPN coverage with all these New Yorkers and, you know, Syracuse people involved.
Like, they're way better than Team USA men's hockey after winning gold.
yes, way better. ESPY's best play, OG Anunoby's tip-in, 1 to 10. It's way better than the UConn versus Duke Mullen buzzer beater or the golden goal for USA hockey, you know, by a 100
better
to
than
one.
The Caleb Williams Hail Mary crazy throw to the tight end in a playoff game.
Now here's one that's not a New York related. Best single game performance. I'm surprised they didn't shoehorn a Jalen Brunson game into there. But Bam Adebayo's 83 points is probably going to get it done. Or Shohei Ohtani's World Series performance. Best athlete in men's sports. Jalen Brunson 2 to 11 odds minus 550.
Incredible.
Over an Ohtani.
Oh my God!
Or even over Messi, which I don't think he really, you know, belongs in this conversation at this point in his career. Over Matthew Stafford but over Ohtani. Best NBA player, Jalen Brunson, minus 3,000. Is he even one of the best 5 NBA players? No. Victor Wembanyama 7 to 1. Shea Gildas-Alexander 25 to 1. Jokic 50 to 1. Jalen Brunson, JB sitting at minus 3,000 odds. So I don't know. There must have been a leak there or something because these seem pretty unbelievable. All right, it's time now to go into the Pimp Cup.
Where Lucius... We win the finals! We burn the city down!
Alexander has your G-Bag of the Day.
And the dude from Saturday Night Live is hosting the ESPYs, right?
Is that right?
Yeah. I got the cat from Saturday Night Live hosting the ESPYs
Marcello?
Too.
Marcello?
Man.
Dawson hating on the Knicks for like making history over here.
You know, this is hating East Coast bias. This is New York bias. We've had to deal with them having too big of an influence on our sports world for a long time. This one might take the cake.
My cousin said the Knicks winning up there really changed the vibe in New York. He's like, you can walk down the street and say, what's up to somebody? Hey, what's up? Yeah. He said, at the bodega, the cashier handed him his money and said, have a good day. I was like, then this is regular stuff, dog.
It's been 30 years since anyone said, have a good day.
Miserable up there, bro. All right, G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30. It's fueled by East Dallas Motor Cars, eastdallasmotorcars.com. Going for two today. Is a combo pack from the Nightcap with Shannon Sharp and Ocho Cinco, ISO Joe. They had boxing champion Shakur Stevenson join them to promote his signing with Zuffa Boxing. And it fell apart. It fell all the way apart. Shannon basically told Stevenson that he doesn't like his style of boxing. Shakur Stevenson basically just had his Floyd Money Mayweather and Rude Jude moment by arguing with the host. If you guys remember that back there. Long time ago when Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, that was gold.
That was great. Your fights are boring. That's what he told Floyd. But anyway, Shannon Sharp says he doesn't like the style of boxing. Shakur Stevenson basically says you don't know boxing to even talk about it. And the whole thing fell apart and started arguing with each other.
I assume that you don't know shit about boxing. That's all I'm trying to
You don't
tell
know anything about basketball, but you got an opinion on it.
I don't try to debate. If I'm sitting here with Kawhi Leonard, I wouldn't try to debate with Kawhi Leonard about basketball.
I'm not that ignorant.
So
I can't have an opinion about basketball.
What I'm trying to tell
style.
You is you're being ignorant. That's it.
I get all that. That's fine.
You're being ignorant.
Shakur, book ignorant is something that should never come out of your mouth because you don't have a degree.
Oh, damn.
I run circles around you in the class.
Brother, I don't give a fuck about a classroom.
Be respectful. I've never called you ignorant. I've never called you ignorant.
Be respectful. That has
be
not
respectful.
Finished high school or finished school. That is
I'm
smarter
not talking
than
about
the
them. I'm talking to you. They didn't call me
I'm
ignorant.
You're
you
being
did.
Ignorant.
Be respectful.
You're being ignorant when it comes to the sport of boxing.
You're ignorant about all
I
sports.
I don't care.
Damn.
I'm not trying to be the smartest about all sports.
I have an opinion about my style and what I like to see. That's
and you
it.
Can have your opinion.
I didn't try to say, would you this,
you
that.
You can have
that's
your
all
opinion.
I
don't have no problems with your opinion. I think that. No,
yes,
I don't.
You, do. You just called me ignorant, but
I
you
said you're
no
ignorant in the sport of boxing. I done told you this 100 times.
Which
whether you want to hear it's
my
or
opinion.
Not, in boxing, you are
it's
ignorant.
It's my opinion.
And I
it's
stand
my
by
opinion.
That.
One more time.
It's my opinion.
Yes, dude.
I don't give a bleep about a classroom.
Oh, what a great.
It's my opinion.
That was amazing.
You don't know anything about all sports. They
seems
even
like it got into semantics there.
It
briefly.
Got crazy, bro. I told you they argued for like 8 to 10 minutes.
Dang.
And then the rest of the interview was fantastic. Yeah. I watched the whole thing. Then the rest of the video interview was like, it was contention there the whole time.
That yeah,
the whole time. I played this earlier. This is from the same clip. They even talked about sparring. Who would win a fight? Shannon Sharp or Shakur Stevenson?
It don't even seem right, man. You jumped on Shakur. That man 130 pounds. I'm like, man,
just chill, man. This is street fighting, man. We're not talking boxing. I am not just a boxer. I am from Newark, New Jersey. You better ask about me.
Get knocked out too. Yeah. I don't know why y'all think y'all from New York and Jersey think y'all can't get
where
forward.
Where you from?
Where the hell you from? I'm from Georgia, GA. Glenville.
I ain't never heard of that.
We'll be on the map if I whip your ass.
That's true. Yeah, now who do you think would win? Isn't he like 135 pounds?
Shannon Sharp. Yeah, dude is like small.
Shannon's twice as big as him.
Yeah, he's huge, man.
Tree fall hard.
But if you just wait in like anaconda,
if you like hugged him and took him down, but I'm still gonna go with the pro fighter.
Throw him around. You can throw that little dude around.
I think. Get your little ass over here. I think you can just cover up and maybe take a couple of body blows and then grab him.
You didn't know I was gonna throw your little ass down, did you? How about this
Good.
Mr. Broder sent me this. Mike Bassick on the Rangers Sports Network.
Yeah.
Willing to do anything for Wyatt Langford.
Wyatt, what can I do? What can we do as Ranger fans to keep you healthy the rest of this season?
I don't know. I mean, I'm doing everything I can, so that's my goal. I'm going to want to play every single game for the rest of the year.
All right. Well, I'm going to go home and get on my knees for you because, man, do we need Wyatt Lang for the rest of this season.
Oh, yeah, no. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I appreciate it, bro.
He was laughing like, oh, dude, you just won G-Bag of the Day, Mike.
Yes, you did.
Appreciate you, man.
Woo!
What else we got right here? Oh, what you drinking, what you thinking on Friday?
Uh-oh.
We had a great what you drinking and what you thinking. Polo and Garland. He had one hell of a dismount.
Chris Arnold needs his own show. I'm not bullcorn. Instead of just on the weekends when it's all said and done, Chris Arnold needs a regular show. He's been dealing with sports in Dallas since the early 80s. He knows celebrities that y'all wish y'all knew. And my boy, you follow Wilcher, you know y'all got y'all back. Lucius, I need you to put me on some water that's going to help me lose some more weight, my dude. And brothers, I want you to... y'all hear my girl laughing. Well, she on that guns too, y'all. But anyway, I love y'all, Dallas Fort Worth, but I honestly think that Olivia Miles should have been a better pick for us. And get rid of Ukaboo, or whatever her name is.
Oh, my God.
She's got to go, man. She's got to go. Bye.
Yeah, here we go.
He put a great bow on that, man. Ranting about us. Man.
Not Ooga Booga, bro. Not Ooga Booga.
Rike.
No. Not Ooga Booga.
Ooga Booga. Ooga Booga. Trade Ooga Booga?
He is ridiculous,
that
man.
That is insane. Ooh, UFC 329. We got a post-fight presser. The boss, Dana White, goes off on the production crew for fumbling Shakur Stevenson's screen time.
Oh, hell yeah.
And he just got signed with Zuffa.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he was on stage during the weigh-in. I'm talking about Shakur Stevenson. Like, Big Boss is trying to put him everywhere where those cameras are. I need a production team just to put his name at the bottom so people know who he is. And they fumbled that.
You know, listen, I tell you all this. I can't believe nobody's hit me with this one yet. I'm going to beat you to it. So I tell you all the time, my production team, we just did the White House. We built a arena on the south lawn of the White House, and it was the greatest thing in the world to be there live and to watch it on TV. I just paid Shakur Stevenson a load of money. Mm. And for some reason, we can't figure this celebrity shit out. They put him up as a OKC NBA player. Are you kidding me? I mean, it's just, it's absolutely crazy. But we are the absolute worst to ever do the celebrity thing. When we put celebrities up, we are the worst. I just had this debate in the back with my guys while I was screaming at everybody back there. And they said, no, soccer's worse. Soccer shows the people and they don't put up any graphics. Oh, no. We put up graphics and put the wrong guy's name on it. We win. We're the worst ever to do it.
Dana, way back here.
Yeah, they had him as Jalen Williams.
Yeah,
OKC
Thunder. They have a basketball player.
Nothing like him.
They fumbled that. That's embarrassing. But he signed with you guys now. Get it right.
Yeah.
You guys on the same squad, basically,
at
this
point. Should have
that down. Jeez. All right, yesterday was your church day. I pray you got your blessing. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor and Politician, Mr. Frederick Douglass Haynes at the Wild Wild West over there in Oak Cliff. Now, this pastor right here is controversial, very toxic. Dr. James David Manning. Well, he has an observation. He's out there in Harlem. I think that's where I think his church is. I'm not totally for sure. I see it online a lot. But yeah, he has an observation about Beyonce.
I was down there, that brother, John. And he said, what you got against Jay-Z? Well, a lot against him. But I said, have you noticed his wife? I said, his wife, Beyonce, who was a bitch and a
What? No.
Diana, be the pastor.
I said, you ever see how she opened her legs? You Jeez. Know, I said, but I seen a whole lot of women open their legs. Because a woman, got open, she got open. And most women can only open their legs, but so wide. After that, they start breaking their hip bones.
Okay.
You force them open any wider. They open it, do the best they can. You got to take what they can do. That Beyonce, that girl can crab walk. I swear, she can make that leg go that way, that leg go that way, and it's all right sitting right there. That's how come she's so famous. Because, I mean, you can just, you know, ain't no stress, ain't no friction. You can get right to it, right?
What?
Okay.
Can I get an amen?
Bleep a pastor, bro. I had to bleep a pastor.
Wow. Beyonce, you to that man.
Dr. James David Manning. Controversial, very toxic.
That is wild.
Yeah. That's why she's so famous. She can spread her legs for. Oh, my Lord.
Crab walking. That's wild.
It's pretty cool, though. All right, that's it.
Alrighty, is it Shakur Stevenson with Shannon
Back
Sharp?
Back to you, Dawson.
Thank you, Lucian. Yeah. That was incredible. Is it Bassett Jeez. With Langford? Is it Polo and Garland? Is it Dana White? Or is it Church Day Observation about Beyonce from Dr. James David Manning? That's my vote, Chief. That's quite a clip.
That is so irresponsible on your part.
That is so irresponsible.
Give me Mikey B.
Lucius.
Dana White.
We are tied at one, Wolchuk.
I'm going to go with Mikey.
Brian.
Polo and Garland.
By a score of 2-1.
Kaboom.
And your new G-Bag of the Day champion. It's former 105 Through the Fan host and Rangers analyst Mike Bassick here with you. If you ever miss the champ, Lucius replays it for you every afternoon about 2:20. And speaking of Lucius, here he is with some LA Live.
And boy, Mike really loves his Rangers.
He does. Yes, he does.
Really loves his Rangers. All right, let's get into our Monday, Friday edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares, it's time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance some of everything. Everybody get high.
You ever go on a job interview and partway through you realize, I don't want to work here. Yeah. At that point, you should have fun. You just flip the whole interview. He's like, so tell me a little bit about yourself. I'm like, you know what? Why don't you go first? In fact, answer this question. Where do you see me in 5 years? No, I don't like that answer.
I don't like that answer.
They always ask you those weird questions, too. Like, you ever hear this question at an interview? They say, so tell me about a time you had a disagreement with a coworker, and tell me about how you worked it out. I was like, okay. Yeah. So I had a colleague, right? He took all the credit for some work I did. Like, I did all the work. He did nothing, took all the credit. So here's what I did. I just walked over to his cubicle and, fast forward, here I am.
Yeah, I wonder what happened. Hey, y'all know what it is, man. LA Live for Monday, July 13th, 2026. It is a Monday, Friday edition of LA Live. Welcome in, folks. Some serious funk, y'all. Shout out to the now disbanded Dallas hip hop group PPT for naming today Monday, Friday. LA Live is brought to you by Metro Flow Plumbing. Shout out to those blue collar ballers over there. Hope everyone had a fantastic weekend, a great weekend. I had a restful weekend because I tried doing some two-a-days last week.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I've been trying to bring down the baller belly a little bit. Uh-huh. So gotten out of control.
Yeah.
Feel out of control. No, but, you know, here's the one thing about gaining weight. Nobody tells you.
No.
Nobody tells you, bro. Uh-uh. I had to look at, I was looking at my, like, photos, and my shirt was all coming out a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, the side angles. I was like, why am I even standing at the side in this photo?
Yeah.
I should do it. But
I'm now, do you want to be told?
Absolutely.
For me, it's motivating.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I hear that, and I'm like,
absolutely.
Damn it.
Please tell me.
Yeah. Absolutely. No Oreos this week.
Yeah, that's like telling me I have a booger in my nose. Let me know. Yeah. Man, you're getting kind of fat, fam. Just let you know.
You're getting fat, and you got a booger in your nose.
Too many double cheeseburgers, L.A. Yeah. You got to chill, baby.
Is this like anybody can lob this at you, or just specific to like a couple of close people?
Anybody.
Anybody can
walk up. But you have to know and see me for years, you know, absolutely. But yeah, man, doing two-a-days, got tired as hell. I was done by about
Wednesday night. God. Thursday morning was awful. I couldn't get out of bed. It was terrible.
Thursday was a Noah day.
Thursday was terrible.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah. I tore straight recovery days.
Yeah. It was, but I'm going to go see the men's tee.
There you go.
Nice.
And I'm going to get back on the tour days. I am.
I 100% am. That's a fact.
Hey, it was a Jay-Z winning weekend. Shout out to everybody that was in the Bronx Yankee Stadium this weekend. It was Jay-Z 30. That refers to the three-night concert at Yankee Stadium in New York, celebrating the 30th anniversary of Reasonable Doubt and the 25th anniversary of The Blueprint. Seeing people from DFW in the building. A lot of people you probably wouldn't know. I'm not going to say their names, but Ro Parrish. People know Ro Parrish. I seen Ro out there. Shout out to him. My cousin was there all three nights. He said the first night, Friday night, was the best night for hip-hop fans because Jay-Z did Reasonable Doubt album. Jay-Z also brought out Nas, and they both performed together like a super group.
That's badass.
Like a super group. They were doing each other's lyrics and bars. It was crazy. He sent me some videos of those, too. He told me I can post in front like I was there, but I told him, come on, man. Nobody gonna believe me, man.
They didn't stream this thing anywhere?
No, but I'm hoping it streams later. It'll pop up, but no. I just seen clips, and it didn't stream. Jay-Z completely sold out all three nights at Yankee Stadium. Wow. He actually broke the revenue's all-time single concert attendance record right there.
Lucius, did those concerts go really late? Did he come on stage?
That
like
Sunday night was really, really late.
20 or something like
that? Yeah, that Sunday night was really, really late. They had people ramsacking, trying to get in there. I heard like thousands of people actually were able to get into the concert at a certain time.
Oh, they found a spot.
They found a spot, bro. Mm. They found a spot. All right, let's do this. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Monday, Friday. It was about 3:30 a.m. Sunday morning. I seen the news. United States Senator representing South Carolina. How do I say goodbye? Mr. Lindsey Graham is no longer with us. Died at the age of 71 after a brief and sudden illness. Said it was a tear in his main artery somewhere, like a rip in
his heart. Yeah.
Yeah.
A
little aorta.
Yeah.
Yeah. I seen Grams being put in the air for Lindsey Graham on my timeline yesterday.
All right.
Grams.
People were saying he was smoking a Lindsey Graham pack, putting Grams in the air for Lindsey.
This is for you.
It's for you, Lindsey. Do you guys believe the rumors about Lindsey Graham?
What are they?
I would say, yeah.
He was gay?
I would say that.
Yeah. He was a provocateur of the men of the night?
Yeah.
It said his nickname was Lady G.
Lady G.
Jeez. Yeah. I think he was old school in that way. Kept it in the closet.
Yeah.
There's a
bachelor, confirmed bachelor, right?
Forever.
Yeah, it's a telltale sign.
Yeah, custody of his sister.
That's a telltale sign.
Like, he helped raise his sister.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about men's. They will break your heart, girl.
I know.
Well, there's a transgender author claiming that Lindsey Graham paid paid her fat stacks of cash to do crazy things in hotel rooms in D.C.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
So if you didn't know about that, now you know.
I like how you all froze up in this hole.
No, man, it's just
every last one. There's a lot of stories, man. There's a lot of stories.
Every last one of y'all froze, especially Dawson. He was like, "What am I doing here?"
So did this person wait till he was deceased before announcing
then outed
this?
Him? Announced, yeah.
Like, oh, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how true any of that is, fam. Just rumors.
Some people that saying that that he might have passed away while he was out of the country in Kiev.
I seen some conspiracy theories where they think he might
generals,
be.
Some generals believe because he visited a drone factory.
Yeah.
And then the drone factory was bombed by the Russians. And they're saying that maybe something happened there.
Yeah, I seen that too.
Yeah.
I also seen like Iran.
Yeah.
They made that little video, and they're claiming they did it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They're just trying to get Trump mad. Yeah, they're trying to get him mad.
Kill his best friend.
Speaking of, what do y'all think about what's going on with Mitch McConnell, Senator Mitch McConnell?
Now, he had a fall, right? Or he got hurt?
Heart attack. Supposedly.
Heart attack?
Yeah.
Well, hold on. Mitch McConnell, 84, had a fall back in June. Yeah. He had to be rushed to the hospital.
Yeah.
The fall left him briefly unconscious, and he developed a mild case of pneumonia while staying at the hospital.
Okay.
So there was a whole lot of conspiracy theories going around. Like, is he here? Is he not?
They posted a picture of him, but they're saying
proof of life.
He needs to do it. He needs to do a press conference because he's in a hospital bed wearing jeans.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it looks great.
I don't think they'd let you wear those jeans.
Yeah, why are you wearing jeans?
Cut them off you.
He looks fantastic. So there's a whole lot of conspiracy theories about that.
Yeah, I saw a proof of life one that had him pop out of bed and start breakdancing.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of people are spoofing it. I've never heard anybody do a Mitch McConnell impersonation.
It's hard because he mumbles.
But this guy, I think his name is Matt Friend. Listen to this dude. He's on with Katie Couric.
This guy's fantastic.
He does a lot of impersonations.
Yeah, he's very good.
He does. He's on with Katie Couric right here. Listen to this.
I do one impression to seduce women. Mm-hmm. This is how I get laid. And I'm going to warn you, Katie.
I know which one you're going to do.
Every woman
and
goes,
it's making me hot already.
Well, every woman in America I've found wants to have sex with this man. So I do it to get laid.
Is this?
Well, this is a Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell.
That's good, bro.
That's good.
Let me begin by stating what a privilege it is.
That's good.
To be with Katie today. I've observed your journalistic questions, whether it's to Sarah Palin or any number of luminaries in our society today.
All right. That's pretty good. It's pretty good. And before I get out of here, did y'all see the rollout that happened at Wimbledon this weekend? The rollout.
No, what happened?
We got a rollout. Ali G. Respect.
Oh, Dolly G, yes.
Ali G, respect.
Hell yes.
He was out there at Wimbledon trying to sell some cannabis.
Yeah.
That's all. Is it at the men's singles in Wimbledon, which actually, despite its name, ain't a party for gaylords. It's like the World Cup, something called tennis, which is like a crap version of ping pong. Them say that tennis is better played on grass, which is why I intend to sell as much of it while I is here. So if you want some herbal remedies, me has got anything you want. Berkshire Kush, me got some homegrown, I is in row HC329. There ain't any brothers here, so it'll be easy to find me, innit? Respect.
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 Yeah, he was out there selling weed.
Hell yeah.
Is that Borat?
Yes.
That was his first character.
Yeah. And I knew, like, before he was Sacha Baron Cohen, before I even knew his name, I knew who Ali G was.
Yep, the Ali G show.
Yeah, the Ali G show. Look like it's going to be made into a movie. Look like that was probably a rollout.
Let's go.
And I'm here for that.
Me too.
I'm 100% here for that. We might be getting a Jay-Z album and an Ali G movie. Come on, man. We up, baby. We're up. If you're not familiar with the Ali G show, here's a clip of it. It used to be on HBO.
Booyakasha, check this out, yo. I is here with my main woman, Naomi Wolf. She be well important feminist and has like written enough books about that kind of stuff. Do you think that women should have equal rights in the workplace?
Yeah, do you?
Well, ain't there the problem that if they start getting them there, then they're going to start asking for them at home?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
All right then, no offense, but if you were so equal, how come even the things that you claim that you is better at men at, like cooking, you know, you ain't?
Well, who says women are better at cooking?
All the best chefs in the world is like men, like, you know, Colonel Sanders, man or woman, Ronald McDonald. Them is like a million times better than Wendy.
Yes, a very good question. I mean, I guess I have to say I never claimed that women are better cooks than men. You're right. The great chefs have all been men.
It's better than Wendy.
Yeah.
A+.
Yeah, hopefully this movie drops. I'm thinking around Labor Day time or something like that. Maybe going into the fall. I don't know. But anyway, a Jay-Z album and an Ali G movie, baby. We up. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's our time. I'm out.
There he goes. Lucius Alexander's LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Rangers pull into the break, two games over. It's time for a proper round tripper. Woolchuck, where are you taking it?
Let's do it! Give me your home run derby predictions, or are you going to watch it? That's next in the nation.